Köszöntünk! Te a Keresztény Közösség Egyház egy újabb inspiráló tanítását hallgatod.
Well, today's message title is called How do I become more Christ-like in 2021? How do you and I become more Christ-like in 2021? I think it's a fair question to ask because the truth is our world desperately needs to see peacemakers. And Jesus was the greatest peacemaker that has ever existed. And so this is the key verse that I want to share with you today. I've already started this year with it, but 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 17 to 18. This is what it says. The Lord is the Spirit who gives life. And where the Spirit is, there is freedom from trying to be saved by keeping the laws of God. But we who follow Christ have no need of a veil to cover our faces. We can be mirrors that brightly reflect the glory of the Lord. And as the Spirit of the Lord works within us, we become more and more like Him. So the question is, how do I become more Christ-like? And the answer is, as the Spirit of the Lord works within me. So what I want to share with you today, obviously, it's not so much directed at you, but these are the things I would tell myself when it comes to how do I become more Christ-like in this 2021 year. And so I'm going to share it more in line with this is what I would do or this is what I would say. But imagine what 2021 can look like if you and I are willing to be open and willing to allow the Holy Spirit to work inside of our lives. What sets us apart, I believe, in the world is the ongoing work of the Holy Spirit. What set Jesus apart wasn't that he was just God, it's that he did it through the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit. What makes you and I stand out in today's craziness and the toxic environment that we find ourselves in the world today is that there is a sense of the Holy Spirit in us and on us. And I really want to take these moments today to speak that over you. Everything we need to live a Christ-centered, God-honoring life is found in the wonderful presence of the Holy Spirit. It makes no difference whether you're a professor or a student, advanced or a beginner, seasoned or a novice. We all need to rely on the help of the Holy Spirit. So it makes perfect sense that in 2021, it can be a year of action, Holy Spirit action. I'm really believing that that's exactly what's going to be the frame point for our year. We're going to see action. You and I are going to be people of action because of the Holy Spirit leading, prompting, speaking, and guiding us every step of the way. So I believe there's going to be new jobs this year for people, amen? Going to be new opportunities, new relationships. There's something to shout about right there. New relationships. I believe there's going to be healing, restoration, wholeness, reconciliation. I really believe all of these things are possible when we actually begin to allow the help of the Holy Spirit into our lives. So here's a few things that I really believe the Holy Spirit begins to do in our lives when we open up to Him and say, hey, welcome, Holy Spirit. So there's a few things that I really want to share with you today that I would say to myself, and I have said to myself, and I will continue to speak to myself, but I really want to share that with all of you that are joining us today. So the first thing I want to share with you today is the Holy Spirit can put wind in your sails. How good is that? And I'm going to use a psalm from one of the psalms from King David, because King David hit some pretty rocky times in his life, and there was a personal time of failure in his own life. And through that personal failure and that devastation, that challenge he was facing, he wrote this psalm, Psalm 51, verses 10 to 11. And listen what it says. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a loyal spirit within me. Do not remove me from your presence. Don't take your Holy Spirit from me. So this is, you know, King David, who's in a very low point in his life, a difficult time for him. And what does he say? Don't take your Holy Spirit from me. And I really pray that you and I, whatever the challenges are, what we're facing at different levels, I really pray that we will lean into the Holy Spirit this year like never before, because I really believe that's what can make the difference. I love what it says in the Message translation. Listen to what it says, Psalm 51, verses 10 to 15 in the Message translation. God, make a fresh start in me. Shape a Genesis week from the chaos of my life. Don't remove me from your presence or fail to breathe your Holy Spirit over me. Bring me back from being distant. Put a fresh wind in my sails. King David was willing to acknowledge the need of, and the help of the Holy Spirit. He needed fresh wind in his sails, and he asked God to create a Genesis week from his chaos. And I believe it's only the Holy Spirit can do that. And I love that reference there, a Genesis week. Well, many of us, if we've read the Bible right at the beginning, Genesis chapter 1, literally it's where God begins to work in the chaos of this planet Earth. And it was without form, and chaos ruled and reigned across the waves. And this is what it says, the Holy Spirit hovered over the chaos, and God said, and the Holy Spirit began to shape a chaotic world into an incredibly beautiful world that we know today as planet Earth. So why don't you believe God? For he's going to bring through the Holy Spirit and bring fresh wind into your sails. How many of us are believing this year that we're not going to just rely on our own strength, but we're going to believe for the wind of the Holy Spirit to really breathe fresh wind into your relationships, into your work and into your business and into all the things that you're trusting God with and for. I love this prayer and this psalm that King David shares. And I really hope that's an encouragement to all of you today. So I think it's okay to not be okay. I really want to say that to everyone today, because maybe you're not doing okay. There's nothing worse when someone says, are you okay? And you're, yeah, but really you're not okay. Well, I just want everyone to know at this season that we're in right now, it's okay to not be okay. It's not failure. It's not negativity. I think it's just real honesty to say, you know what? I really want to see better days, but I'm going through a tough time right now. My thoughts are crazy. I've had some bad news, or maybe things are going on too long and I just didn't think it was going to go on this long. I really want to encourage every one of us that, yeah, it takes courage. It takes humility to really acknowledge that you're not okay. But you know what? That's when the Holy Spirit can turn up in a beautiful way. And I'm really believing today that for all of us, that we are going to be people of courage. We're going to be people with a spirit of humility, and we're going to say yes to the help of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because he's the one that can pull us through whatever's going on. Amen. Second thing I want to share with you today, or what I would share to myself, is the Holy Spirit confirms our true identity. I would tell myself that the Holy Spirit, Mark, he's the one that shapes your identity. He's the one that tells you who you really are. So Luke chapter 3, verses 21 to 23. This is a great verse. One day, a crowd of people were being baptized in water, and Jesus himself was also baptized. As he was praying, the heavens opened up, and the Holy Spirit, listen, the Holy Spirit in bodily form descended on him like a dove. And a voice from heaven said, you are my dearly loved son, and you bring me great joy. I love that. Think about what these words were spoken over Jesus. And for every one of us that have been water baptized, obedient to water baptism, listen to me, this is exactly what God says about us. So listen, it says, you are. The word you are, is assurance. God is reassuring us. My dearly loved is talking about acceptance. My son, identity, you bring me great joy, approval. So here we can see through Jesus being water baptized, and for any of us that have followed Jesus into water baptism, we are seeing God's approval over our lives. We're seeing our identity, who we belong to, that we are children of God, and we're seeing acceptance, and we're seeing God's incredible love over our lives. So it makes perfect sense that we would allow the Holy Spirit to really bring strength into our lives when it comes to our identity. So listen, the cross where Jesus died on, that was God showing how much he loved us. Water baptism is how we get to show our love back to God. You know, the cross with Jesus dying on it, that was God saying, hey, this is how much I loved you. I was willing to let my son die so that you could be returned home. And I believe when we are obedient to God in water baptism, we're saying back to God, this is how much I know you love me. And my love for you, because you love me, this is what I do to show my love back to you. And that means water baptism. So when we get water baptized, and for anyone that isn't, I really want to encourage you. You make it public. You're letting the world know. You're letting your friends and family know, hey, I am a follower of Jesus because I've said yes to my true identity. I've said yes to who I am, a child of God. And I think it's a powerful, and it's a game changer. And I really want to encourage you, if you're not water baptized, 2021 is your year. And take the opportunity, because I believe it's something that you can honor God with publicly. Make it a declaration to the people in your world. Number three, the Holy Spirit reassures us that we are loved by God. That's the role of the Holy Spirit, to reassure you and me that we belong to God. Romans chapter 5, verses 5 to 6. This is what it says. And this hope of salvation will not lead us to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. So the role of the Holy Spirit, my friend, is given to us so that we can know that we truly are loved by God, that we belong to God. And I think that's a beautiful reassurance from my Heavenly Father. Number four, the Holy Spirit, I believe, is the key to living a healthy spiritual life. So many people today, they're really infatuated with their health. We've got Fitbits and we've got this and that. We've got dials and we've got apps and we've got gyms to go to. We've got all these stretch classes, mobility classes, flexibility, yoga, etc. It's amazing. And I think it's fantastic, because people that are healthy and well, it's going to really benefit all of us. So I just want you to understand, though, the Holy Spirit is given to us so that we can actually be whole and complete and really in a healthy place when it comes to our spiritual life. So John chapter 3, verses 5 to 7, Jesus replied, I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. Humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. So don't be surprised when I say you must be born again. I mean, sometimes I've heard people mock this thing called born again, but this is what Jesus is actually saying. He says, yeah, when everyone comes into the planet Earth, every child that's born, we're born from water, from our mother's womb. But to be born of the kingdom of God, to be born into the things of God, it's a spiritual dimension. And yet that is where the Holy Spirit is powerful in our lives. No one can get right with Jesus because of their own good habits or good behaviors or good morals. We're not saved by our morals. We're saved by the grace of God. And it's the Holy Spirit that creates a brand new spirit, a new identity in us, so that we can actually walk in a beautiful, intimate relationship with God. I really hope, my friend, that today there's such a stirring inside of you, all of us, that we're going to really allow the Holy Spirit to really set us up for all that God's got for us. Amen. Number five, the Holy Spirit is the friend who leads us into God's truth. The Holy Spirit is the friend that leads us into God's truth. You know, today we live in a world where truth is subjective. Everything's subjective, it seems to be. And yet we're not talking about any kind of truth. We're talking about God's truth. What he says is the ultimate absolute truth. And so this is what John 15, verse 18 in the Message translation says. If you love me, show it by your actions, doing what I've told you. I will talk to the Father and he will provide you another friend so that you will always have someone with you. This friend is the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit. Ungodly people can't receive him because they don't have eyes to see him. They don't know what to look for. But you know him because he is already with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. So here's a beautiful reminder that the Holy Spirit is a friend to be with us. You know, Jesus was speaking to his disciples and he was saying, I am going to leave you, but I won't leave you as orphans. I will ask the Father to send the Holy Spirit. So you and I in the 21st century, we're not doing this faith journey on our own. We're doing it with a beautiful friend called the Holy Spirit. And I want you to understand, if you're not familiar with the Holy Spirit in your walk with God, I want you to understand it's going to make it a lot more helpful when you ask the Holy Spirit in this faith journey that we're all on in Jesus' name. So number six, the Holy Spirit can help us improve our mental health. The Holy Spirit can help us improve our mental health. There's no doubt since this pandemic has kicked in, this has brought a lot of pressure on people's well-being, their mental health, and it has surfaced in a lot of ways within our own community, within our own church, within our own city of Berlin, and pretty much across the world. People's thoughts, people are anxious, people are not sure about the future. There's a lot of uncertainty. Well, we are called to be people with a promise over our lives where God has put a certainty and a promise and a hope in all of us. And that is going to be outworked through the Holy Spirit. So let me read Romans chapter 8, verses 5 to 6. Those who let their sinful nature dominate live under the power of that self-centered nature. But those who let the Holy Spirit lead them with his power, if your sinful nature is the boss over your mind, it leads to decay and death. But if the Holy Spirit is the boss over your mind, it leads to life and peace. So the question today is, who's the boss? Who are you letting be the boss of your mind, your thought, your imagination, your heart? You know, let the Holy Spirit be the one that helps you to have clear thoughts, healthy thoughts. It's not impossible, my friend. It's something I have to do. It's something that you have to do. And it's something that we can help each other, encourage each other to do. So let's believe the Holy Spirit's going to help us to improve our mental health. Don't be worried in this season. Hold on to the promises of God. Don't let the uncertainty start to become like waves that smash you around. Hold on to the presence of God. Amen. Because this is what's going to set you apart. It's what's going to help me. It's what's going to help all of us. And I really can't encourages enough to realize this is what God has done for us. He's given us the beautiful strength of the Holy Spirit. And finally, number seven, the Holy Spirit enables us to develop godly character. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. What I say is this, let the Holy Spirit direct your lives and you will not satisfy the desires of your flawed human nature. You know, we're all, honestly, we've all got flaws. No one is going to deny that. And if you are, well, try and do it and you'll find out people will be quick to highlight your flaws. But the point is, we're not here to highlight each other's flaws. We're not here even to really parade our flaws and say, hey, look at me, I'm flawed. My wife knows I'm flawed. My kids know I'm flawed. The friends around me know I'm flawed. Heaven knows I'm flawed. It's not about proclaiming your flaws or where you're not good enough or where you don't measure up. It's just honestly admitting, you know what? I don't measure up, but Jesus does. You know what? I do make mistakes, but I know where to go and I know what to do when I do make mistakes. I really want to encourage you, it's the Holy Spirit that leads us to better days. And He helps us, not to remind us that we're flawed, but the Holy Spirit's job is to remind us of the spiritual things, the promises that God has already gone before us. Here's another one, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. The fruit that comes from having the Holy Spirit in our lives, well, it appears in several ways. It appears in love, joy, peace, not giving up, being kind, being good, having faith, being gentle, and having self-control over our own self-centered desires. How good is that? You know, maybe we think we can produce all of these things ourselves. And to a degree, maybe we can. But I'll tell you straight up, this is not about how good we are. It's about how gracious our Heavenly Father is. So the fruit of the Spirit, my friend, is produced through an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You want to be able to overcome temptations and desires that are going to get you into trouble, thoughts that you want to arrest and make sure they don't take you down the wrong path. It's the help of the Holy Spirit that can help us. So I really want you to look at that great, great Galatians chapter 5 verse and really remind yourself that the character of Jesus is in us, and it's through the Holy Spirit that becomes tangible in everyday life. So love, joy, peace, goodness, kindness, mercy, self-control, all of these things, they're a fruit that God produces in our lives and through our lives. So I really want to encourage you with that today. No matter where you are on this faith journey, just starting or been going for many years, it's the Holy Spirit is the one that sustains us in our walk with God. It's Him who helps us. He is the key to becoming more Christ-like in 2021. Let the Holy Spirit lead you into action. And I really believe you're going to see great progress in your walk with God. And like the word fruit means, it doesn't come instantly. It comes over time. So don't be so hard on yourself and say, I want it now. We have that temptation. But just keep asking for the Holy Spirit to help you. Keep doing what you do know what to do. You're not going to go far if you don't read your Bible, but that's a fruit of knowing Jesus. Go after Jesus this year, my friend. Allow the Holy Spirit to really strengthen your walk with Him. Let's believe this year our church is going to make progress. No matter what is going on outside of us, let the work of the Holy Spirit continue to strengthen us on the inside. So Father, I commit everyone who's listening today, everyone who's been able to join us, I commit them to the Holy Spirit. May your incredible holy work continue in each and every one of us. What you have started, you're able to complete in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said together, amen. Amen. I hope you're encouraged with that today, church. Love you dearly. Let's come through this season together in Jesus' name. Amen.
Reméljük, hogy inspirált és bátorított, amit hallottál. Bővebb információért keresd meg minket a kkl.hu weboldalon.